Looking forward to the big game tonight, Ivan?
It's always nice to get into a competitive game, and as I say, the first one's come rounds in Europe, so the boys have been working hard over 2 weeks. I don't think we're anywhere near where we want to be at, but the signs have been good, so it'll be nice to put ourselves up against a challenge of a team that are, you know, I think a few games under their season and I think top of that league, so everyone's looking forward to it, and it's a fresh new challenge for everyone.
Feeling confident of a positive result to take home again?
Yeah, that's it. You know, you've been through and a wee bit of the unknown when you're coming away to places like this. You don't really know it too much on the sides, but the lads have been out here a few times before and they kind of know the standard that's kind of set out here. For the likes of myself, I've played in Europe a few times before, so you have to believe in yourself and have a belief in what you're trying to achieve and the goals that you're set out for yourself early on in the season. And, you know, the gaffer's bringing a lot of new faces and, you know, they're starting to gel now, and we're hoping to get a good positive European campaign at the start and take that onto the league was at the start of the season.
You yourself, it's your first comeback game after injury. Are you feeling good?
Yeah, that's it. I've had quite a long, lengthy spell out with my knee, and I've worked hard with rehab with the physios at the club, and haven't had much of a summer break. Really haven't had a summer holiday because I've kept myself going over the summer to be ready for this. So, as I say, it was disappointing to be out and miss all those loads of games at the end of the year. So, the way I would like to repay the club this year is to have a good start to the season and hopefully bring back some silverware to Anfield this season.
The preparations have been good out here in the Faroes, haven't they? The hotel, the flights, you know, everything's buzzing, isn't it?
Well, that's it. You know, I think for coaches and staff and the club, they take the excuses away from the players. So they've took every, you know, they've eliminated everyone. You know, the hotel's been fantastic. We trained yesterday and it was a good bright training session with the coaches. All the lads have, again, when trips like this is a wee chance for the lads to gel together, the new lads and the lads that have already been here for a long time. So for me, it's been a great wee trip for that, but also the main thing is a result tonight. That's the most important part of the trip.
New signings, Chris Haggerty, Sammy Morrow, everybody settling in, gelling in well, yeah?
Yeah, that's, you know, we spoke about that last night. The lads have kind of started to float in and out of each other's rooms, and they're starting to chat and, you know, get to know each other a wee bit more. And everybody comes to Linfield for the one reason, and that's to do well and to play for, you know, the biggest club in Northern Ireland, and to win silverware. So the ambition on everybody's the same, but again, you have to build a team spirit, and as I say, slowly but surely that's building gradually as we go along.
Just a pity no supporters here tonight, so we want to take a good result home and get a good crowd out back home next Tuesday, yeah?
Yeah, certainly. You know, it's not an easy place for fans to get to travel to, so as I say, the boys are professional enough now. We're out here to do a job. We know we need to take a positive result back next week and hopefully finish the job off back there. No European games kind of finished in one leg, so again, the lads are professional enough. There's a lot of big characters in the change room that will not really be looking for the fans. We'll be looking for the result for Linfield.
Everybody at home is right behind you. Do your best and do us proud.
Thank you very much.